Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, I'm excited about this week's topic. Are you networking or are you net worthing? Listen, I'm going to go over the definitions. Net worth is the value of all the financial assets owned by institutional unit or sector minus the value of the outstanding liability. Networking is the exchange or interaction with others, sharing information or developing professional or social contacts. Yes. So listen, I know a lot of us are familiar with networking, right? But a lot of us in this climate that we are living in now need to shift our mindset to networking. Why? Let's get into this. Oftentimes, we start networking, we go to events, we meet nice people who either share the same industry as we do, maybe they're in a field we need services in, or we sometimes, let's just be honest, we're going to be nosy or see what we can see, right? What happens is you exchange cards, emails, most oftentimes, sometimes you exchange services. In today's climate, I feel we need to shift from networking to net worthing. Here's why. Networking is playing it safe. We can no longer afford to play it safe. We've been doing that. Some of us have had some growth. Some of us have seen some growth as far as our economic status, our cultural status, and some have even seen some growth in their business. But if you shift your mindset to net worthing, I promise you, you will see, you will no longer be wore out and feel underpaid and overworked, right? So most times when you're networking, your card lands into a stack of a pile of other cards that people have collected with good intentions for people to use them in the future. But the truth is, people forget, or they go with who they meet in that moment closest to when they need the services, or closest to whatever the networking event is. That's just the truth. I mean, not everybody is good with reaching back to people. And people also usually network where they're comfortable. And sometimes comfortability means consistency for some, but sometimes consistency also means not much growth. Here's why you should start networking. I myself believe in elevation and alignment. If you listen to I'm Becoming, you know that I talk about that. This year, no matter what has gone on with COVID-19, the losses, I honestly can tell you guys, when I look out on my social media, I see more people winning than they are losing because they have chosen to shift their mindset and to still become in this season, whatever that looks like. And a lot of it is just about using this as a preparation, as a foreground for when things do get better. But just because you're stagnant in some areas doesn't mean that you can't move, you can't train, you can't get things set up for when you can run openly later when things get better. Why you should start networking, I'm going to give you 5 reasons why. Number one, when you start to network from a networking mentality, you start networking with people who have more knowledge than you do, have bigger networks. And with this does, it trains you. It helps you to elevate your mindset. It helps you to grow your skill set. It helps you to become more ambitious about your goals as well as your business. Number two, it makes you more teachable and it exposes you to trainings and knowledges that sometimes are only attainable in certain groups of elite status people, because certain people that think with net worthing mentality, they make sure that they are constantly elevating their particular group. They share all their knowledge with each other to make sure, because it takes one person, a couple people in a pack, right, to say, hey, we're ready, it's time to shift. There's always somebody that's a super creative in the group, and they're like, hey, they're always on to the next biggest idea. They're always got their ear to the street for the latest training or the next money-making opportunity. So they tend to share that amongst their peer groups. So number three, it makes you more visible to someone who may want to mentor you or to coach you. You know, I'm big on mentorship and I'm big on coaching. The art of coaching will really start to shift your life, I promise you, to get to your goals. Number four, networking will stretch you to new capacities that you didn't even know that you had. So, because when you stay consistent, you're only cycling your thoughts to where the people that you're maintaining around. You don't have to mentally stretch. You don't have to emotionally stretch because everybody's comfortable. No, it's uncomfortable because I'm always ready to grow. I'm always ready to elevate. I'm always really ready to stretch to my next capacity. Number five, if you follow these steps, it is inevitable that your net worth will change because net worth adds value. It gives you assets. When you take your mind away from networking, right, that's just sharing information. And sometimes you're sharing the same information with the same people. When you start to shift your mindset to networking, you will elevate and vibrate higher because it is constantly new goals to reach. You're constantly surrounding yourself with people because you want to get to where they are. And then also, too, you want to get around a group of people who are so happy to be winning and so happy to help other people win that they pull you along with them, even when sometimes you don't think in confidence that you're ready to go, right? That's what I mean by stretching your capacity. You know, the old saying says, birds of a feather flock together. And I'm going to add to that, baby, it's time to change your feathers, okay? So if you've been stuck and you've been comfortable, allow somebody to paint your feathers a new color. Sometimes when you change your climate, things change, right? Have you ever seen butterflies? Have you ever gone, like, I don't know if your city has a butterfly exhibit, but where I'm at in Cincinnati, we have the Crohn's Consortium, and every year they bring a different butterfly exhibit from a different part of the world. And you could always tell by the beauty of their wings that they're from somewhere else that you've never experienced. And it gives you a little bit of taste of elegance and exoticness of the other countries of the world. And it makes you sometimes want to stretch your capacity, like, hey, I'm going to save my money and I'm going to get there. I want to go see that part of the world so I can experience these butterflies in their own element instead of having to be brought to me. So I say all this all the time, becoming is about pulling out of you what God has already put in you. And sometimes you have to change your environment to get the training that you need and the right encounters to unlock that part of your destiny. Okay, here's some things that we got to deal with too once we get there, right? We got to deal with the etiquette to adapt for your journey to net worthing, right? This is very key because sometimes when you're not used to dealing in different realms of eliteness, you haven't developed the skills. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips to take with you on your journey when you get there, right? We're going to break for commercial, and I'm going to give you some etiquette tips to adapt for your journey to networking when we come back.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives,
This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Welcome back, everybody. This is your coach, Alonda Brooks, your Sunday afternoon motivator. And you are now listening to I Am Becoming. We are coming back from break. And before I went to break, I was telling you that I was going to come back and give you some etiquette to adapt to for your journey to networking. So number one, let's get into it. When someone shows you support, you do the same in return. Depending upon the situation and your resources, that will be a case-by-case situation, a scenario per se. On social media, if someone shares your post, just simply make sure you go and say thank you for sharing, okay? Or, you know, accordingly, you may have a book or whatever, and another person may have a book. Maybe that person's open to bartering or what have you. Or if you want to have that support in that arena, if they've been doing this, if you share their book information, typically they'll share yours. Just make sure you adopt that etiquette. Reciprocity and networking is so appreciated, and it opens so many doors and goes a long way for you. Number two, always display an attitude of gratitude towards everyone. You are always interviewing and never know who is watching you. And to be truthfully honest, I'll live my life like this. God can't flow through you when he can't flow to you. So the thing is, if you're not rejoicing for others in their season of rejoicing, how much joy will you have when God finally blesses you? Like, you have to rejoice for others. Your season will come, I promise you. Your seasons of abundance will come. Number three, treat everyone the way you would want to be treated, but do not be surprised if it is not reciprocated. Everyone is on a different part of their journey, and you have the power over how you respond. Sometimes the response is maybe not lending that support anymore in that arena. That is fine, but always keep it cute and professional. Number four, always show professional courtesy to others. Ask permission where it is necessary, and never be too prideful to apologize for misunderstanding. Everybody's style of communication is completely different. I know myself, I've experienced that with dealing with different vendors. And, you know, you always want to make sure that you are representing your character to the way that you would hold yourself to a higher standard. So, you know, make sure that you're always representing your character in the best light possible. You know, there is a possibility that you could be wrong in a situation. And sometimes in order to help your fellow brother or sister progress in their journey to becoming, you have to be the bigger person. And sometimes you can also step back and see how things could be misconstrued. So always remember to never be too prideful to apologize or clear the air where misunderstandings take place. Listen. Go follow me on Instagram at imustbecome1. You know you can always reach out to me at imustbecome1@yahoo.com. And as always, I want to see you in the becoming space next Sunday at 3 p.m. I love you. I'm always rooting for you. And you know my saying, never do anything for man's opinion, but always do everything with man in mind. Thank you. Peace.